This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Joining me live on the WBEN Live Line, Chris Brown, Bills play-by-play, the voice of the Bills on WGR. He'll be calling the game Sunday afternoon from New Jersey. Chris, Ed Oliver, suddenly appearing in a walking boot yesterday. What in the world happened?
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that out, Susan, because he practiced fully on Wednesday and even addressed the media at the post-practice lectern and seemed to be fine, and then he crops up on the injury report as a non-participant, and some media members saw him in the locker room in a walking boot, so certainly not a good development there. So we'll have to see if Coach McDermott can shed some more light on just what happened when he addresses the media today and find out, you know, what his status is for the game on Sunday. Be a shame to not have him in light of how he played last week against the Ravens. He was probably the best defensive player on the field.
Right. He was really a hero for them. The Bills did get some good injury news, though, with Taron Johnson practicing, James Cook being a full participant. What's the overall health of the team heading into this game?
Yeah, I think it's improving. James Cook told reporters yesterday that he's good to go. He doesn't have any limitations. Apparently, he just had some hamstring tightness. So that's good news, obviously. The Bills didn't have James Cook in the Week 6 game down there in New Jersey last year and had to rely on Ray Davis, who had a fantastic performance in their three-point win last year. And then some of the other players are trending back towards full participation. It was good to see Taron Johnson perform in a limited capacity. And then even Tre'Davious White is a guy they're trying to get back, still practicing on a limited basis after missing last week's game.
Deion Dawkins, we just played some comments from him a few minutes ago. He had another viral quote saying that he has alter egos and really embraces these games against the Jets. Last year, if you remember, he said he hates the Jets. I mean, should we expect another chippy one between these two teams?
Yeah, I think so. Michael Clemens is the defensive end that Deion Dawkins particularly does not have a lot of fondness for, because he's a little bit of a chippy, sometimes dirty player. So that usually sparks things between the offensive line of the Bills and the defensive line of the Jets. And it's a talented group over there. I know the Jets are, you know, starting over with a new head coach in Aaron Glenn, but he's trying to instill accountability, a stronger work culture, which is something that the Jets have sorely missed for the better part of the last 50 years. I think he's trying to build it similar to the way Sean McDermott built things here. And they were impressive, even though they lost last week in a close one to the Steelers. And to prove that accountability that he is trying to instill in the team, their primary return man, Xavier Gibson, had a costly fumble in the fourth quarter that led to a Steelers score. They eventually lose the game. He was released this week. So he's not taking any excuses anymore in New York.
I mean, Justin Fields was pretty brilliant, it looked like, in week one, but the defense lackluster. it kind of depends which team shows up against the Bills, right?
Yes, and it seems in the last few years, whenever the Bills go down there, the Jets really make it tough on them. The games up here have been more lopsided in favor of Buffalo, but down there, it always seems to be tough sledding for Buffalo. Even if they're playing well, somehow the Jets stay in the game. The last three times the Bills have gone down there, they have been one-score games. 20-12 a couple of years ago. We all remember the opener. The Bills lost in overtime on a punt return for a touchdown. And then even last year, even though the Bills got off to a good start, I think they had touchdowns on three of their first four drives. It's a field goal game at the end, and they win 23-20. So it's been tight games down there. The Jets give them a tough matchup when they play down there of late.
You know, I've noticed this. The Bills added a new kicker last week and a new punter this week. Are these positions that can change week to week? I mean, how long can they go with something like this before it starts to disrupt some operations?
Yeah, I mean, kicker had to change because of the Tyler Bass injury, and we knew he was going to be out of commission for at least four games once he went on injured reserve. And we'll have to see where that goes a couple of weeks from now. But the punter situation was performance-related. Coach McDermott said that, look, we needed a little bit better in that area. Robbins had a 28-yard punt in the game on Sunday night, and he had another punt that wasn't fantastic either. And coach is clearly looking for more consistency from that position. If we remember, back in the spring, they had two punters here, Brad Robbins and Jake Camarda. And then because of some injuries at some positions, they had to move one of the punters off the roster for a roster spot, and the competition kind of went away. And it was almost like Brad Robbins won the punter job by default, but apparently he didn't do enough to keep that job. And so the Bills move on to a veteran punter in Cameron Johnston, who has a very long and pretty consistent punting history in this league. So I think they're hoping this solidifies the position going forward.
And rookie tight end Jackson Hawes, I'm wondering your impression about him. He's been getting some great reviews from teammates for his blocking. He made a huge catch on Sunday, setting up a touchdown. Do you think his role with the offense will expand?
I think he offers offensive coordinator Joe Brady a multitude of options there, because if you remember last year, and even to some extent this year, we should expect to see it, you know, the jumbo offensive line package with Alec Anderson coming on the field as a sixth offensive lineman, you know, and they kind of road grade their way to yards on the ground. You can bring Jackson Hawes in now, who is almost as effective a blocker as Alec Anderson, but he also offers you the threat to run him out and catch a pass. That makes the Bills offense inherently more unpredictable. They only used three snaps last week of three tight ends on the field, Knox, Kincaid, and Jackson Hawes. I wonder if there are going to be weeks where Joe Brady feels that's an advantageous personnel grouping to utilize, not a ton, but maybe a little bit more to catch the defense in some mismatches because of how multifaceted that group of three can be.
All right, Chris, have a safe trip to New Jersey. We'll be listening for your call Sunday at 1.
Thanks, Susan. Have a good day.
You too. That's Chris Brown. We'll be calling the game Sunday with Eric Wood, voice of the Bills here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.